What's the point at the end of the Seder?
Every number
that we start singing the numbers and the Chag Gadiah. What are we discussing? So I think, I don't remember if I saw this pshat or I thought of it. I think what we're saying at the end of the Seder is there's a system. Things here are not happening in random. We seem to see an ecosystem, right? When I was a kid, there was a song. There once was a lady who swallowed a fly. I don't know why she swallowed that fly.
She'll
die.
Like the hole in the back.
Once was a lady who swallowed a spider that wriggled and jiggled and diggled inside her.
Oh, that's so
she
wrong.
Swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I don't know why she swallowed that fly. Perhaps she'll die.
Yeah.
There once was a lady who swallowed a...
Let's say it.
And it keeps evolving.
Yeah. You have that one with the hole in the bag?
Right, so
he's learning all my his songs. So,
you want to sing that song too? Song.
So at any rate, you look at the ecosystem, you look at the lady who swallows a spider, catch the fly, I don't know why she swallowed that fly, right? So you look at all these different systems, and you think nature's running its course, empires go up, empires go down, the economy. I was sitting with my son and we were learning in Tanis about how Chazal were careful not to make the markets shoot out of control. So I started discussing with him the markets and how the stock market works. And then I tried to explain to him how you could short the market and the idea that Chazal didn't want you to be happy when everyone else is sad. If everyone else has just lost a lot and the market crashed, even if you shorted the market, you shouldn't be walking around smiling like everything's great because you just made a million off of everyone's losses. Because I want you to be a part of everyone. So then I discussed with him Brexit.
And how he says, this kid?
Oh, Brexit is... So he starts explaining to me something I didn't know. That the reason the Brexit happened... I don't know how these kids know this stuff. He said, all the statistics said it wouldn't happen. And then the day of the vote was very rainy. And then all the older people figured it's not happening anyway, so they didn't bother going vote. And the younger people went. Yep. So that's what he said. I don't know if it's true, but it was the first time I heard that understanding of what happened with Brexit. At any rate, it's you look at Brexit, for example, and you start having rational explanations why it happened. And the truth is that we are taught, and that's the theme of the Seder, that there's a hand guiding what's going on here. So you look at a person like Donald Trump who became president, whether the Russians put him there or they didn't put him there, I have no idea. But what I do know from the Seder, and that I think is the end theme of the Chag Gadiah, you're going to see nations devouring one another, world wars, wars between countries, Saddam Hussein goes up, Saddam Hussein goes down, Barack Obama goes up, Barack Obama goes down, Donald Trump goes up, Donald Trump goes down, Putin goes up, we're still going to see him go down, it's in our lifetimes, watch. I don't, I'm serious. Yeah. I believe we will still see his downfall. So you can look at all of this and say, okay, there are systems in the world. And what we're saying at the end of the Agadah, in the Chag Gadiah, without saying it overtly, whatever nation you're under, you should know, it's all leading to Ata HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Shachat Et HaShochet. Meaning, ultimately, Hashem's going to say, I'm the boss here. We're just evolving towards that process. So it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Today we're dealing with nuclear bombs, with hydrogen bombs. We're dealing with bigger, bigger things. The amount of people that were killed, I think, in World War II was...
50 million.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Saying the numbers, where are we? Where we're headed? Okay, so the Chag Gadiah reminds you at the end of the Haggadah in a simplistic way. It's all under control. There's someone watching over it. Doesn't mean in our personal lives we'll be able to see it and explain it and understand it. It means as a general perception, walk away with that from the Haggadah with an understanding. And in Judaism, we look at everything as having meaning. The number one has a meaning. The number two has a meaning. The number three has a meaning. And I think that's what we're stressing in the Echad Mi Yodea. So that's a quick thought. Mm-hmm.